there was a spot on Gay Street, like the 100 block of Gay Street that we would show up and sell coffee. And kind of through doing those events, people started asking if, you know, we would do their weddings or come to their businesses or birthday parties. And so kind of as that ball got rolling, those private events were really, I think, what kind of made us think that it was
viable.
It was a viable business.
You are listening to Big Orange Business. I'm your host, Haley Jones. And on this podcast, we are highlighting all things in the Big Orange, aka East Tennessee and the Knoxville area, from awesome businesses to cool people doing super great things in the Big Orange. Enjoy.
What's going on? I am here with Rachel with Treetop Coffee Shop, which is right behind us. In case you have never been here, you've got to come. It's really amazing. So we're going to talk all things coffee, all things what it's like to own a coffee shop, and all the awesome stuff. So just to get to know Rachel a little bit more, which, by the way, owners are Rachel and Courtney. We are here with Rachel. We're going to do a little rapid fire.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Reading books or watching TV?
Ooh, I'm deep in a book phase right now.
Are
reading
you?
Books, yeah.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Right now, it's fiction, but typically I'm a nonfiction girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time finding fiction I can like invest in.
It's very specific. Like the fiction that I'm into, that I can get into, is very specific, which is why I think I'm always like, I always lean towards nonfiction, because it's like, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah, you're invested because you chose that topic.
Yeah, it's like there's not a whole lot of creative license with like history, you know?
This is true. So, well, some people might disagree.
Depending on who you talk to.
I know, right? Okay, what's the last TV show that you binge watch?
Oof, I am finishing a Love is Blind binge right now. Courtney and her husband and I have actually been binging Love is Blind.
Are you on the recent season?
Like the only thing left we have is the reunion.
Oh my gosh.
But we have been like meeting like it's a book club weekly to like catch up on episodes. And I used to be embarrassed about that, but now I'm like, you know what? It is what it is. It truly is like a guilty pleasure.
So I'm on that right now, but Jimmy and Chelsea, I'm like just now to where they like meet each other and they're on their honeymoon or whatever it is. And that's enough to make me be like, I can't watch this. It's a train wreck.
There are moments when you're like, I should do something like mentally stimulating. But it is, for the most part, when you want to check out at the end of a long day, I mean, that is
easy.
That is checkout television for sure.
That's funny. Okay, are you a morning person or a night owl?
Night owl. Night owl for sure.
What's your favorite snack?
Oof. Chex Mix. Or like a Chex Mix or a snack mix. I'm not loyal to Chex Mix. Like Gardetto's.
Oh.
Any kind of snack mix.
Like a crunchy.
Oh my gosh. Crunchy, salty, like crackery snack mix.
Have you been to Fly By Night?
I haven't.
Okay, they have a snack mix there.
Okay, wait. The same owners own Turn Club.
Yes.
Is it the same snack mix?
Because
I eat that stuff by the
bowl. I mean, I'm sure it probably is.
Yeah.
What's funny is, like, I've been to both multiple times, but I've only had the snack mix at Fly By Night.
Yeah. The snack mix is one of the only things I've gotten, aside from drinks, at Turn Club.
Yes.
And when I go there, it's like, my hand it's is like on an automatic, like, response.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay, football or basketball or neither?
Basketball.
Oh.
I'm so excited about
college or
college. I'm a huge San Antonio Spurs fan. I'm from San Antonio. Go Spurs, go. But March Madness is like, I look
everything
forward to it all year.
That's
I
awesome
love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Mountains or beach?
Oof. I think mountains. Mountain girl.
We have a lot of people that say that, which makes sense because where we are. Peyton or Dolly?
Ooh, Dolly. I love a boss lady.
I do.
She's
too.
She is a boss.
When you're a boss lady.
Lady.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. The most important of all. I was going to wait till I got here to see if like you vibe with this. You definitely vibe with this. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Okay. I had the NSYNC. I have like a core memories of this. I had the NSYNC board game as a child. Couldn't tell you the objective, couldn't tell you how you won the game, but there were cut out cardboard pieces of every NSYNC member, and you played as them.
What?
So NSYNC.
Oh my gosh, who was your favorite?
Now I can't even remember. Wait.
I can't remember their names either. Joey, Justin.
Justin is like the, guy. But I think that Joey, was he the Frosted Tips?
Yes.
Frosted Tips. I was like, let's go. And I don't even think it, I don't even, literally couldn't even tell you why. I just remember, and to the album where they're
like
puppets.
He was bulky and yeah.
Yeah. I got my tonsils out when I was in the height of my NSYNC fever phase, and I played that board game daily.
It was my only way.
Daily. And I, to hilarious. This day, I think that I'm wondering if I like made it up, because every time I mention it, people are like, what are
you
talking
about? Oh, I'm sure it was a thing.
About?
I mean, come on now. They had to capitalize on everything.
They really did. I mean, I bought in hard to NSYNC.
I did too.
So.
Yeah. I'm not so sure if I'm feeling the re-vibe, but re-whatever.
Yeah. You know, I love a reunion. I haven't looked into any of that because I'm worried I'm going to be like, we're all older. We are all.
No, we definitely are older, but I don't want to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, let's talk business.
Okay.
So Treetop Coffee Shop. So you guys came to Tennessee in 2018. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
So what's kind of the history? Like, how did you get here? Why Knoxville? You know, tell us the story.
Yeah, so Courtney and I were working in Austin, Texas. We're both from Texas.
Okay.
We moved there post-grad through a series of events and ended up working on a food truck together there. Wanting to do something similar in that we figured we could do a mobile business. But at the time, we were working on a grilled cheese food truck, and we both were like, well, listen, we love grilled cheese, but I feel like we could do something that we could really perfect our own way. And we landed on coffee. We both had kind of experience in coffee and cafes.
Yeah.
And so kind of loosely wrote up a business plan to see if it was even something that was viable. But living in Austin, there's a food truck and a coffee shop on like literally every corner. And so we were thinking about other places that we could do it. We both had been in Texas our whole lives and hadn't really ventured outside of there. And so started looking kind of east. The mountains are obviously really attractive, so anything
right.
mountainous, but also we had never really explored this part of the country, like East Tennessee and like the Carolinas. And so we came with a friend of ours and did like a 4-day road trip. We flew into Charlotte and we stayed in Airbnbs in like Chattanooga, Asheville. We stayed with the family friends in Knoxville, actually in Sequoia Hills, which is crazy to think about.
That is funny, yeah.
But yeah, so Knoxville, I like knew nothing about it. To be completely honest, I kind of wrote it off as a college town. But then we came and visited and both of us were like, Knoxville is really cool. I think that it was the very like small town vibe, feeling like there was a student population, but also a ton of like young professionals.
And yeah,
it really wasn't exclusive to the university.
Right.
And then the added bonus of like the mountains being kind of
right.
45 minutes away is another thing. But also just, I love a city and Knoxville feels a little bit like the best of both worlds. I mean,
yeah,
you can go downtown,
that makes sense.
Feel like you're kind of in a bigger city, but then go to your own neighborhood and kind of like nestle. So,
yeah.
We moved here in 2018 to start the business with just the truck. We served our first coffees out of the truck in March of 2019. Is that right? Yeah, March of 2019.
Wow.
And then it really was just kind of a, this could go really well, but if it doesn't go well,
right.
like we can sell the truck, it's mobile.
Right.
And we can kind of see if this is something even people want in Knoxville.
Right.
And we did a lot of just like publicity events where we would just kind of show up. We did a lot of business on, or not a lot of business. We didn't sell a lot of coffee on Main Street, but we showed up to Main Street
right,
a lot
right.
to try to sell coffee.
Right.
There was a spot on Gay Street, like the 100 block of Gay Street that we would
right.
show up and sell
yeah.
coffee. And kind of through doing those events, people started asking if, you know, we would do their weddings or come to their businesses or birthday parties. And so kind of as that ball got rolling, those private events were really, I think, what kind of made us think that it was
viable.
It was a viable business.
Yeah.
Just because like we came in right kind of at the height of food truck popularity in Knoxville, which was
yeah.
another reason that we moved here. And so people were still really excited about food trucks, and nobody was really doing beverages or like specialty coffee mobily.
Yeah.
And so once we started kind of, once word spread in like the wedding planning community that we would bring coffee to weddings, it was like things really felt like they started moving.
So
we were booking more and more events every year. We got a little mini espresso machine so that we could do like indoor events. We could take the coffee inside to coffee venues or to wedding venues. And so we really gained a lot of traction. We partnered at the very, very beginning with Honeybee, which was also huge. They had an Airstream trailer that they weren't using and asked us if we sold their coffee, if they would let us use their Airstream trailer for events.
That's cool.
And so there was a time there too where they were kicking events our way, and Honeybee has a massive following.
Right.
Lovely people. And so
never heard of it.
That too was huge. I mean, that partnership was pretty integral. We're really grateful to them for thinking of us in that time. And I just feel like things kind of aligned for us as far as getting the ball rolling, and it kind of picked up steam. And then in 2021, we opened the brick and mortar. So we've continued to do events through the last four-ish, five-ish years. But the brick and mortar has been really sweet. It's been cool to have a place to like, send people. And have a home base. And two, just being in this neighborhood has been really, like, particularly sweet. And so it's kind of insane. I think last week was our, like, as a company, a five-year anniversary, which is, like, absolutely unbelievable. Courtney literally texted me on the morning of and was like, hey, it's our five-year anniversary. I was like, I could have fooled me. Like, totally.
I thought we just started.
Blew by me. And so it's really crazy. I just think it goes to show that, like, we weren't expecting to just fall in and fit into the Knoxville coffee scene.
Right.
And the Knoxville small business scene as well as we have. But we have. I feel like we've been really embraced by not only the people who come and buy coffee from us, but also like other people that own coffee shops here. And that's been really cool.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
It's really crazy. It has been like one of the hardest things that I've ever done, but it has also been extremely rewarding.
Right.
I feel like every day we're both like, how is this happening? Like, how are we?
How did we even get here?
Because truly for the first 3 years, Courtney and I both were working second jobs and then working events
really?
In the evenings. I mean, there were days where we were like, okay, we've got another year of us like left in us to do this pace, and then we may have to reassess. And so things just progressed at a rate that like worked for us. But the first 3 years really were a
grind.
Hustle.
Yeah.
So on days where things are really fun and where, you know, we have a really great staff and Courtney and I are able to be away from the shop, we're kind of just like, this feels like dream world a little bit. But we're not in here every single day. But,
yeah, that's awesome. How did you get the name Treetop Coffee Shop?
Yeah, so when we started way, way back, we were kind of driven by this shared, I guess we both had a heart for kids in foster care and like adoptive ministries.
Yeah.
Or adoptive, wherever they're looking to be adopted or fostered. Courtney has a ton of connection and experience with a group home in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of her heart. And then at the time, my parents were fostering a couple of kids in San Antonio, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think at the time we were living in Austin and kind of thinking up the business, we were trying to think of ways that we could use the business kind of to come alongside organizations that were helping kids in these situations. And Treetop, we were thinking of like places that kids felt safe, and like tree houses kind of came to mind. And so Treetop a little bit stems from that. But also there's a passage in the Bible about David is on the run. He's just been stressed out for forever.
Yeah.
He's looking to the Lord for strength. And God says, when you see the tops of the trees move, know that I've sent my angel army out in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And so, too, I feel like it's something that we really have just wanted this business to be spirit-led. We want it to be a place where people are coming in and feeling just welcomed no matter what.
Right.
And ultimately that, like, we are stewarding this business in the way that God wants us to.
Yeah.
And I do feel like, truthfully, like, we joke about, like, how did we get here? But truthfully, I think that that's part of it, is that we've tried to use discernment to think of ways that God can move through this business in Knoxville.
Yeah.
And so, that's kind of, it's kind of a dual meaning.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's stuck. And
because I was like, I wonder if it has to do with, yeah, like, Zacchaeus or, like.
Well, no, well, and two, it's.
I was like, I wonder, yeah, like, what, so,
right,
yeah,
before,
yeah.
Before we moved to Knoxville, I mean, we had the name Treetop before we moved here, and then we got here, and we were like, okay, the trees here are actually insane. Like, it's so green here, yeah, compared to Texas.
Yes.
And so then the truck, like, after designing the truck, it just kind of feels like it is, like, it blends into,
yes,
Knoxville.
Yes, 100%.
And so that was, yeah, like, yeah, also, yeah, just a cool. I mean, we had everything kind of set before we moved from Austin, and then we got here and we were like, okay, this is kind of crazy that it,
yes,
fits in this.
That
way.
Is so, so funny. Yeah. Okay, so when it comes to, like, your favorite, well, okay, I'm trying to be gentle about how I ask this, but I feel like sometimes in the coffee community, like, for example, I may or may not have been in a coffee shop. Not this one.
Listen, there's, it's all love.
But there's no, I hate. Mentioned my Keurig.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you would have thought I said, yeah, like, I cussed the lady out.
Right.
You would have thought, like, right, I think I almost got kicked out of, yeah, the coffee shop. Okay. So I just want to say, like, you, yeah, know, when it comes to coffee, like, have you guys been on coffee expeditions when you consider yourselves, like, coffee snobs? Like, if somebody's, like, trying to get into coffee, but,
yeah,
like, their gateway is a Keurig. Like, what would you say to those?
See,
people?
That's kind of our, like, sweet spot. I,
yeah,
love coffee. You're right. Coffee can be so pretentious.
Yes.
I mean, like, even now, having been in coffee as long as we are, there are times that we go into any kind of situation where we're like, it feels like I'm not either not cool enough or I don't know enough about coffee to be here right now. But that's kind of our sweet spot. We like to say that we want to serve a really pretentious product, in that, like, behind the bar when we're making coffee, we want to be really, really specific and nerdy and maybe a little pretentious about the way we prepare it.
Yeah.
But we want to present it in a way that's just 100% approachable, that,
yes,
people can get into and feel,
right,
kind of welcomed into that education.
Yes.
Because Courtney and I, we've only been in coffee. I mean, it's not like we've lived our whole lives knowing about all things coffee. I mean, I remember in college, I would order the most bizarre things thinking that I knew what I was talking about. And I mean, I was never made to feel silly, luckily, but I do feel like it's a constant, you're learning constantly.
Yes.
So whether you've been in coffee for a decade or you're trying to upgrade your Keurig situation, you're learning constantly.
Right.
So any role that, like, I can play or that we can play in that to make it more approachable, I feel like is a win.
Yeah.
I think that, like, our, also the motto has always been, like, drink it how you like it. Like, I'm not going to judge you if you add a half a cup of creamer to your coffee.
Right.
If you come in and you're like, leave 6 inches of room for cream, I'm not going to, I'm not, there's no judgment.
I'll have this much coffee.
There really isn't. It's just,
right,
drink it how you like it. And
right,
especially for Treetop, it's like people that come into the shop, we get folks all the time who come in asking for like things that they've had at Starbucks, which is,
right,
like, everybody knows Starbucks. There's,
right,
truly no shame in that. But I too also love it when we're able to make them a similar drink, but, like, specialty and putting our own,
right,
spin on it that I know just, like,
right,
that I know tastes really good.
Yes.
It's always really satisfying when people come in with a Starbucks order and we make them something in our way and they're like, oh my gosh, this is
this
so
is
good.
Great.
Like,
yeah,
that's the best feeling.
Yes.
I feel like that education is constant.
Yes. Because, yeah, you guys, like, roast everything? Like, how do, or do you buy the, like, how does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
how does that?
We don't roast. We haven't ventured into that yet. That may be something.
I mean,
we
do you want
into.
To or, like?
Well, here's the thing. Courtney and I are a really great team in that Courtney is so logical. Like, she would kill at roasting because,
yeah,
she's so detail oriented. She is just, it would really play to her strengths. It would bore me to tears. And so I'm like, that there's a great thing that there's two of us, because I think that Courtney would be really, really great at that.
Yeah.
And I've told her, I mean, we've had this conversation. I'm like, you've got my full support. Like, I will support you in this. I'm sure you could roast some really great coffee. But two, I think that at least for the foreseeable future, it's just about growing what we know.
Right. What you know
at.
Works and what,
yeah,
people
well,
seem to want.
Roasting,
yeah,
is a huge investment.
Right.
I mean, there are some great, great roasters here in Knoxville that have just, I mean, they've sunk a lot of their time and effort into getting really good at what they do.
Yeah.
And I think, too, that allows us to kind of get creative with the people that we do partner with to bring in coffee. Yeah. Because you can go to cafes here where the coffee is roasted in a house and you'll get a really solid cup of coffee. But the way we do it is we, for espresso, and I guess we do have some drip every now and then, we partner with a roaster called Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
And they're based out of Rogers, Arkansas. And they're just kind of blowing up right now. But they are just so consistent with the way that they roast their espresso.
Yeah.
That's what we build all of our espresso drinks on.
Okay. Yeah.
So we keep them on retail all the time. And then for drip coffee, we try to rotate roasters so that we're bringing in some funky things from maybe things that people in Knoxville haven't tried yet. So right now we have a Perk. They're out of Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
And so when we partner with somebody, we'll have their coffee on drip, like just black coffee, all month or however long we're featuring them.
Yeah.
And then we'll also have retail bags for sale.
Okay.
And so if you come in and get an espresso drink, it's always, almost always going to be Onyx espresso. And then we just like to nerd out about the weird coffees that we get from other people.
Yeah.
And too selfishly, it's a fun way for us to get to try coffees that
we
have never tried or never heard of. So it's a cool way. And I think that too keeps us unique in that I do think that our retail selection for roasters outside of Knoxville is a draw for people.
Yeah, that's cool, for sure.
Especially for people who like to nerd out about coffee. It's fun to have conversations with them, and it's cool. It feels like we can cater both to the people who are like, I just want a vanilla latte, or I want a latte with a bunch of flavors in it, and you got it. Or the people who are like, you know, what varietal is this coffee bean? You know what I mean? It's like, that's the that's the scale.
I'd be like, I will just have a coffee.
Exactly.
I love coffee, but I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm all for both. And so I feel like that's something we've tried really hard to cultivate, is that both people on both ends of that spectrum should feel welcome here. And
is awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you enjoy more, like events or the brick and mortar? Like kind of what do you like best?
That's a good question. I kind of feel like I go through seasons of obviously literally seasonal. Doing an event when it is 20 degrees outside is just hard.
Hard.
That is just difficult to enjoy. But weddings really are a blast. I really do like showing up with, I just think people are always so excited about because it's just not something you see all the time.
Well, and it feels very, I've not had a coffee at a wedding, but what I'm saying is the idea of it feels very decadent.
Yes. Yeah, and
special.
Kind of romanticized.
Yes.
And it is, people are always in a great mood when we serve at weddings.
Yes.
It's just, they're excited to see us. So I think it's a pretty even split for me. There are days that I just love being in one place at the shop, because really events is just, it's 80% logistics and 20% execution.
Yes.
So there are times when I'm all about the logistics, and I'm ready to go, and I really love that. I feel like one of my creative problem solving kind of plays to my strengths, which is where events just fits like a glove. But it is really nice. This morning when it was rainy and I had on soft jazz while we were opening, I was like, this is what people imagine when they think of owning a coffee shop, is those little moments when you're like, this is really sweet.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't think I lean one way or the other. It really just depends.
Yeah. So when you came, were you guys thinking we want to have a brick and mortar, or just kind of morphed into that?
Yeah. So we started with the intention of moving eventually into a brick and mortar space. And I don't think I think we still don't really know if, right now it's just events are a part of the business, and as long as they're a part of the business, they'll be a part of the business.
Right.
I think that we've tried to hold everything pretty loosely, but a goal absolutely in starting the truck was that it would grow into a brick and mortar.
Yeah.
Because it is nice to have, we would get people when we were out on the truck all the time ask where to find us, and now we can give them an address.
Right.
And they can come in and get a coffee 7 days a week.
Right.
Whereas with a truck, it's we do some public events, most of the time it's private events. It's it's a little more of a nuanced answer.
Right.
But yeah, the space has been a huge gift. It's just been a really cool way to connect with people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So from an events perspective, like how far out, if somebody wants to do an event with you, you guys have the espresso, like tell us a little bit about that. What does that look like? How far out do people need to call you? Yeah. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, we have, so on our website, we have a, like a book us tab, and that's, I mean, like we get, I had somebody ask us to come out literally on Monday, and if it works, then like we can make it work.
Yeah.
Ideal world, we have at least like 2 weeks to a month in advance just to make sure that the shop is staffed.
Yeah.
But we also get wedding inquiries as far as like, I mean, like 6 months to a year out.
Wow,
and
yeah.
And so, it's really, it just all comes down to staffing. And if we're able to have both the event and the shop staffed, then we try to make it work. But yeah, and we just got a sweet little catering van.
I saw that on your,
Oh my gosh, it's so fun. So we're able to kind of go outside of Knox County now.
Okay.
We can get up to some of those like fun mountain venues now a little easier.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So hoping to kind of extend our reach in that way.
Yeah.
But the best way to find us is just on our
on
our
website. Online and
The best way to, for us to keep track of it.
Who creates the like right now you have a lemon, you have like an Earl Grey situation. Like who does that?
Both of us do. This spring menu is like all Courtney. She just was like, I've got some ideas, and then every single one of them we both were like, these are so good. But I do think that it's like a very collaborative effort of like one of us will see something. Like there was, I think one of the first lattes that we really thought outside the box for was like a couple years ago, Courtney was watching The Great British Bake Off. She loves that show.
Yeah.
And somebody did like a fig and almond like tart. And she was like, ooh, that may be a fun latte. And so we did a fig and cardamom syrup for lattes.
Yeah.
And we've had it on the menu the last 2 years because people love it.
That's
so it's
cool.
Just, I feel like, and then like last year there was a, somebody posted on like, I don't remember where I saw it, but it was like a mocktail with like cherry syrup that it was kind of like a, almost like a cola mocktail. And so we did something with cold brew and cherry syrup that it, and a tonic that it made it literally taste like a Coca-Cola. So that was last summer. And so I feel like there are times that both of us will just be like, that's,
it just
let's
comes
try
to
that.
You, I guess,
or if there's,
yeah.
a, if there's a dessert that we love, we're like, how do we get that into a cup
into
of
a
coffee?
Drink, yes.
But yeah, this spring menu is like, it's killer. And Courtney just really knocked it out of the park this year. Yeah.
Do you have like a guttural reaction against pumpkin spice?
Listen, I don't. I don't.
I'm just curious.
Not
like...
I'm not pro or anti pumpkin spice. I will say we don't have pumpkin spice on the menu in the fall.
Yes.
A, because everybody does it and we try to like think outside the box a little
bit. Yeah.
But also because we make all of our syrups in house and like the actual flavor of pumpkin is kind of weird. Like the spices that go into it, like the nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves, love.
Yes.
But like I don't think I could tell you what just pumpkin tastes like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess like pumpkin bread, but I mean still all of that, spices kind of make highlight the pumpkin.
You're right.
So we do our like, we have a harvest spice latte and it's like literally all of the spices that you put into a pumpkin spice latte, but we just sweeten it with maple syrup.
Oh yeah.
So that it's a similar vibe.
It's
but
adjacent,
like
I
had from Starbucks at the airport last year, I got their pumpkin cold foam on just like a black cold brew. It was delightful. So I'm not,
try that.
I'm really not
just,
against
I'm
it.
I'll always wonder like, if you're just like, if I hear pumpkin spice one more time.
No, listen, I get the hype. People are just
It's a
excited.
Legitimate thing.
Yeah, and peppermint in the winter, too.
Oh,
people
my gosh.
Go bananas for peppermint.
Yeah.
So, and I get it. I'm like, you just need a little treat. Every season, you need a little treat. I'm really not against
a
it.
A little comfort.
Right. That's exactly right. So I'm not, I don't have any beef with
pumpkin awesome.
Spice. Yeah.
So you guys are woman-owned business, obviously, like, I mean, I know you know no other way because that's just how you've been.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you like you talk about it on your website. I mean, what's your experience been as a woman-owned business in Knoxville? You know, like what's your overall kind of experience?
Yeah, I mean, it has been lovely. I mentioned earlier that I do feel like we've been really embraced by other coffee shops in Knoxville. It is cool coffee in general is like not, it is a pretty male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
Most like roasters and cafes, and I mean that's just not most, a lot of them. That's
right.
Just kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that I have felt a huge you know, I haven't felt any kind of way of like, I don't feel like we've been treated differently in any way, but it is cool to represent women in the industry.
Yeah.
And two, I just feel like in small business ownership, it's important for there to be that visibility for women. Because I think that sometimes it's a little more difficult to feel like, you know, I don't know, empowered to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's been cool. And like, coincidentally, a lot of our staff is women, but that's really not on purpose. It's really not.
That did not happen.
We have two guys on staff right now, and they're lovely and wonderful. And it just, the first round of people that we hired, we interviewed so many people and we ended up hiring all women. And I was like, I don't want guys to think that like, we don't want them working.
Right,
here.
Right. You're like, that's not it. Yeah,
but it's also been cool to partner with other women owned businesses.
Right.
We do markets here every now and then, and we partner with Frauen Wonder, does our baked goods. She does these brie rolls that people are obsessed with because they're so good. But she's obviously women owned.
Right. And
frog juice. I mean, it's really cool to get to kind of reach out to, and I think that's a small business mindset in general.
Yes.
I don't know that that's necessarily limited to women owned businesses.
Right.
But it's cool as a small business owner to be able to reach out to other super small businesses and kind of like bring them into the fold.
Yeah, for sure.
And two, I feel like that's a little bit of, you know, we do want to like pay it forward to the people that helped us get our start.
Right.
And kind of be that resource for other people.
Right.
Too.
So as a small business owner, like what's been the most difficult thing?
I think, and I'm like, if there was a group of small business owners sitting in front of me right now, I think I would get a resounding amen. It's just work-life balance. Work-life balance is, and I think that's hard in any industry. I think that's hard in whatever job that you're working, that's going to be a challenge. But I think that it's been really difficult to kind of establish an identity outside of the business so that the business doesn't become everything.
Right.
I think it's really easy, especially when you're building something from the ground up, to just kind of get lost in it.
Yes.
And I think there were moments for both Courtney and I in the last few years where we looked up and we were like, okay, we're so proud of this thing that we've built. But like, I don't remember my hobbies. Like, I don't remember what I like to do.
What do I even like to do?
Truly, what do I like to do outside of this business? Because it's truly, we've just had our head down working as hard as we can, that we look up and we're kind of like, okay, I feel like I should enjoy things outside of this business. So that's been, I mean, that's been really difficult. And I think that we've learned the hard way that it's just, I mean, it's just boundaries within the business, boundaries with one another that like, hey, if you want me to be a good business partner and a good manager and a good leader and just an all around better person, like I'm going to need time away from this.
Right.
Even just for a second.
Right.
So I do feel like we're a little more literate in that now. But it's definitely something, it's a weekly conversation with yourself and one another.
Right.
It is like, here's what I need to be like a functional leader in this business this
yeah,
week.
Right.
And almost always it's just like time for myself. You know, Courtney just got married in November, so it's like time with her family.
Right.
Just those life-giving things outside of the business, it's just those have to be a priority.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
And so that's been very rewarding learning all of that, but the learning itself, there are a lot of moments where we're like, okay.
Yeah.
We need to reset.
Yeah, well, and sometimes you're like, do I have to keep learning?
Right.
Like, I just want to breathe.
Absolutely.
Really.
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty learned.
Let's do some fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so when it comes to Knoxville, what are your, like, three favorite places to eat?
Oh, my gosh, I love this question. Okay. I have like a running list in my head of when people visit.
Yes.
Because my goal is to get everybody I know to move here. Like, and I know that people who are like old school Knoxville are like, don't.
No, everyone that comes here is awesome.
At least the people in that I'm like,
yes.
I wish you were closer.
Yes.
And so I have a running list of places I'll take them that I'm like, this will sell Knoxville. Okay. Obviously Adopo.
Yes.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
That is like the Courtney and I, whenever something like great happens in the business or we hit a really great, like a really big goal of ours, we'll go celebrate at Adopo.
Right.
I love Pachki as well.
Oh, I've not been there.
Oh my gosh. It's incredible. It's just, I mean, atmosphere is like, it's really not like anything in Knoxville.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so warm and happy. The food is unbelievable. And they're so authentic. Like they are so, you really can't get a lot of what they're serving in Knoxville, and they're doing it so well. So it's just like 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then, ooh, gosh, I think that Abridged is the best burger in Knoxville.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a hot take, but it's
you and someone else have said that.
It is. Yes. I think it's the best burger in Knoxville.
Yes.
I do. And they have a truck now that goes out to Zool. And anytime they're there, I'm like, I may have just eaten a meal, but listen, I'll split this burger with somebody.
Yes.
Like, I need to
I'm not splitting nothing with no one.
So good.
They have pot roast nachos at the world headquarters.
Let's go. That sounds incredible.
Okay, and then their, oh my gosh, their pizzas. Do they have pizzas out there too?
I've tried their, I've had their chicken, like their chicken sandwich, which is incredible. I've had the nachos and I've had a burger,
so
but
good.
I haven't ventured out of that.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yum. You got to go.
That's awesome.
Anyways, preach. Okay, yeah. If you were going to go get dessert somewhere, where would you go? What would it be?
Hmm.
Well, are you a sweets person?
I can be. Courtney has a bigger
sweet tooth. She's not a
sweet Courtney has a bigger sweet tooth than I am. I am in the summer.
Yeah.
Pelicans.
What's that?
Oh my gosh, the snowball.
The snow cones?
Yes, right down the way.
Huh.
On a hot day in the afternoon, a peaches and cream shaved ice there is like.
Peaches and cream.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of where. Hammond Goody's like lemon cookie is like.
Obviously.
Well, always.
Have you had Myrtle's Bakehouse?
Yes, their cookies are fantastic. Because, okay, do you know why I like this so much? It's because they put the perfect amount of salt on their chocolate chip cookie. So I am a sweets person, but I need a little salt in there.
A little something.
So, yeah, that's solid. I mean, gosh, there's a lot of really good places to eat.
Places that, like, stuff to do in Knoxville. Top three things to do.
I live really close to Iams.
Oh,
and,
that's
like,
awesome. Yes.
Sutry Landing Park. And so that whole area... I really love kind of just walking around. I have a dog, so I walk him around there all the time. If you can get tickets to a Vols basketball game, I highly recommend it. And I'm like, I'm a live sports person. Literally, and One Knox too is so fun.
They're fun.
Those are so fun.
A lot of fun.
Courtney's a huge soccer fan. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but we went to the first few games last year.
They're fun.
So much fun.
Yes.
So I love that, especially when it's spring and it's warm out.
Yes.
And then, goodness, I'm just a sucker for a good stroll down Gay Street. Like, popping in and, like, either window shopping or just kind of, like, feeling like a city girl for a little while.
Yes, I do,
I'm a pretty, like, one of my favorite hobbies is literally just to sit outside and, like, either just, like, be in nature or read or just, like, observe. I love people watching.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anything outside I love. I guess when it's like rainy or snowy, I just cafe hop. I could just go to coffee shops and sit.
Yeah, and just sit and chill.
Watch the snow and feel like I'm in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah. What do you think is like the most underrated thing about Knoxville?
I mean, I genuinely think that it's artsy. Like, it's an artsy little city.
Just name number two in art. That's crazy.
Yeah, and like the first Friday scene here is
awesome.
Crazy. It's so fun. And that's just not something that on its face, I think that I expected out of Knoxville.
Right.
And it's too cool because we moved from Austin, which is arguably like weird artsy. Like, like all of Austin.
I've never been to Austin, but I've heard. Like, I've been to San Antonio and Dallas, but I've not been to Austin.
It's all an art project. It's like everything in Austin is like some kind of interpretive art project. And so coming from Austin, it is like a cool kind of, not even just aside from art galleries, but just like the live music here is fun.
Yeah.
And the theaters here are cool. I know Wicked just came. That's incredible.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah.
So I feel like that's really underrated. I think that when I tell people in Texas that I live in Knoxville, they think that I say Nashville. And I do just feel like Knoxville is like
its
the
own.
Underrated
yes.
like little brother of Nashville.
Yes.
And I'm so pro Knoxville. It's just so I love it.
That's awesome.
And I think it's really easy for people to see how beautiful it is, but it's got a lot of character. I think that's what makes it underrated.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so how can people be in touch with Treetop? What should they do? Where should they go?
Yeah.
Tell us.
We're on Facebook and Instagram at Treetop Coffee Shop. Our little shop here is in Sequoia Hills. We're open 7 days a week. But if you want to get in touch with us, really, we see Instagram all the time. And then our email is just like treetopcoffeeshop@gmail.com. Our website has all of our events information. It has our like mission, our story, our hours, how to book an event, merch. We literally have everything at treetopcoffeeshop.com. Yeah.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want to make sure like to get across?
I love when we have grown a lot in the last 3 years. And so I love when we have a lot of regulars being in this neighborhood.
Yes.
But I love when people discover us and they are just pleasantly surprised. And so, we love getting new folks in here, and it's little, but it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's cute. It's fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Yes, this has been awesome.
For sure.
See you guys.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Big Orange Business. Go share this with someone who will love it just as much as you did. And as always, show some love to our guests. Until next time, I'm Haley Jones, and I will talk to you on the next Big Orange Business.